it's very welcome. We've been asked for it for a long time, and finally now it's ready to go. So the funding will be made available, and our priority at the minute is to get that the Sligo-Dublin train line, to get those times reduced, because so many people are living in Sligo and working in Dublin. They're commuting, they're working from home some days during the week. So it has to be more viable to be able to take the train than to drive to Dublin. And 3 hours and 20 minutes is just far too long in this day and age to travel from, to spend time on the train between Sligo and Dublin. So that's going to be a game changer to get that line improved and speed to the times, journey times increased. And look, it helps everybody. It helps commuters, it helps students, it helps people just going to Dublin for the day. It helps everybody, and it opens up the area.
And Councillor, although there will be no new services coming to, in the region of Sligo, the benefits of the Greenway, you feel, is the main point to take away from this in terms of benefits for the North West?
Absolutely, and the fact that the plans are there, are progressing through the different phases, the funding has been made available, at least the line hasn't been used for the last 50 years, so at least now that line can be used and something can be done with it instead of it being laying idle, because in the All-Ireland Rail Review, they don't intend on developing it until at least 2050. The funding isn't available, or hasn't been made available, because it's shown that it's not been economically viable. I'm all in favour of a train being on that line, but until such a time as the funding is available and there's a population increase there, that at least the infrastructure will be kept in public ownership. And again, another game changer. You see in Waterford, you see in Westport, you see in Limerick and Kerry, those greenways are opening up regions that have never got investment, that have never got people coming to them and visiting them. So I know that people are worried about the fact that, you know, that the line isn't going to be extended until Sligo, but you know, I can guarantee that this will be a game changer for Sligo and for the little towns along the way, where we can have more tourists, we can have more small businesses open up, because even if you have a train going through those towns, they're not going to stop in those towns, you're not going to have tourists stopping, and apart from that, it will probably be a brand new line as well, so because it's just not feasible to have a train on that old line at present.